Hi. This week the question is, why did Jesus come to earth? In Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 23, the Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 'Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which is translated, 'God with us.'" The question we're asking is, why did Jesus come to the earth to begin with? What was the point of his coming? According to the scriptures, he came to be a sacrifice for the sins of all men. In Hebrews 10, verses 5 through 7, the Bible says, "Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, 'Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do your will, O God.'" Notice carefully what this passage is saying. "Behold, I have come," it said. Why did he come? "To do your will, O God," the scripture says. To do God's will concerning what? "A body you have prepared for me," verse 5 says. Jesus was given a human body. He was given this body through the Virgin Mary. He would give his body in sacrifice for the sins of all men. Verse 5 says, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me." You see, all through the Old Testament, men were offering animal sacrifices when they sinned. But animal sacrifices did not actually save anyone. Those animal sacrifices were only a shadow of Jesus who would come to give himself as a sacrifice. Jesus lived a flawless life. He always did what was supposed to have been done. He never left anything undone. He never treated anyone in a sinful way. He never said anything that was sinful. He never thought a sinful thought. Jesus was absolutely flawless. When he was on trial, the Roman governor said this in John 19, verse 6, "I find no fault in him." This is true of anyone examining the life of Jesus. No one can find a single fault in him. When he was taken and crucified on the cross, he was not being tortured because of anything he had done. He was not put to death because of his own sins. He was crucified to take away our sins. Let me illustrate. Suppose I owe the hospital a large sum of money. Does the hospital care if you come and pay my bill for me? Of course not. The hospital only wants to have the money paid. They don't care who pays the bill, just as long as it gets paid. In a similar way, each of us has sinned. We each owe a debt of sin that we cannot pay. God did not care so much about who paid the debt, just as long as the debt got paid. Jesus came and paid the debt for us. Why? Only because he loved us. That's all we can say. He had no other motive. He made us, he loved us, and he died for us to save us from our sins. Anyone can be saved. According to Scripture, those who honestly believe Jesus is God's Son, if they will repent of their sins, verbally confess their faith in Jesus, and are baptized in water for the remission of sins, anyone who does this, the Father allows the death of Jesus to pay for their past sins. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." There is no record in the Bible of men celebrating the birth of Jesus every year, but there is an ordinary observance in the Bible which Christians are supposed to observe every Sunday in memory of the Lord's death, and that's the Lord's Supper. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26, the Bible says, "For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Christians are supposed to eat the communion in memory of this great debt that was paid by the Lord, and they are supposed to do it every Sunday because that was the day he rose from the grave. Mark 16, verse 9. Why did Jesus come to the earth? He came to save us from our sins. And he can save you too if you come in obedience to the gospel. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, and there's no spaces between those words. There at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. And we invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.